If you have become mutanajis, from those najis things mentioned in the previous videos, such as blood and urine, etc., there are a few ways to make them tahir and pure again. Water is one of those purifiers. In this lesson, we'll be speaking about water only. To purify something with water, the water must be tahir and mutlaq, i.e. not mixed water. The water must also not become mixed or mudaf when it comes in contact with najasa. You first remove the najasa off the object and wash it. Depending on the type of najasa, the thing that becomes mutanajis and the water used, there may be different rules. Here are some examples. You have blood on a shirt. You are using running water. First, we remove the najasa under the water. Remember, if this water becomes mixed or najis, you cannot use it. Once the najasa goes away, we wash it once more. Now it's tahir. If you are using qalil water, you have to wring and squeeze the water out after washing. Another example. This time you have urine on your shirt. Urine has a special case where it must be washed twice. First remove the najasa under the water, now wash it twice. Wring and squeeze the water out of it if you are using qalil water. Now it's tahir. What if you have carpet that could not be removed and was covered in urine? First remove any visible najasa using a cloth by pressing it so it can absorb the urine. Put the cloth away. Then pour water over it, covering a wider area, making sure it covers all najis areas. Then dry it up using a different cloth. Put the cloth away. Now repeat this step by pouring water and drying it. Remember, it is washed twice for urine. For utensils, the rules are different. If a pot becomes najis, we first remove the najasa and then wash it 3 times with cool water. If you use qalil water, you fill the pot up with water 3 times and empty it each time. If a dog or a pig drinks from a utensil, there are different rules. Follow your Islamic laws manual for more details. Question: can you wash the najasa using a washing machine? Some have said after you have removed what you can of the najasa, and if your washing machine is connected to a water pipe, you have to make sure the water reaches all the parts inside the washing machine, and then it is drawn out. Then it will be pure. But if the washing machine is not connected with running water supply, the najis clothes are to be washed twice with qalil water, and the used water is drained each time. Determining the result is up to the individual.